You're tuned into Broadcasting History, the HBCU Radio Legacy, a podcast brought to you by the HBCU Radio Preservation Project. I'm your host, Fran Robinson.
And I'm your co-host, Miles Johnson.
Good afternoon and welcome to What's Going On. As you know, What's Going On is a program brought to you by WHCJ that focuses on important events and important people at Savannah State College and in the community.
That's Ike Carter in 1996, a program called What's Going On, live from WHCJ studios at Savannah State University. That tape was recovered from the station's cassette collection by the HBCU Radio Preservation Project. 50 years of voices, 50 years of music, 50 years of a community showing up for itself through the airwaves. This episode is a celebration of something that was built by people who loved it and sustained by people who refused to let it go.
This is WHCJ 90.3 FM, the voice of Savannah State. Don't forget, you can catch the show online at www.savannahstate.edu/WHCJ. All right, so let's get you into it.
WHCJ FM was licensed in 1975, a 10-watt station on 88.5 FM, operating out of Savannah State College under President Dr. Prince A. Jackson, Jr. The mission from day one, to educate through selective programming, jazz, gospel, blues, reggae, African influence music, offered as a public resource for free on the air. But to understand what the station became, you have to understand what Savannah already was. Theron Ike Carter served as station manager for nearly 27 years. He grew up in a city where Black institutions thrived on their own terms.
Black people had a somewhat of an insulated society because we had to fend for ourselves. We had our own everything. We had our own businesses. We had our own bank, theaters, restaurants. What is now Martin Luther King Boulevard was West Broad Street. And West Broad Street was alive. A lot of things going on.
Ike Carter moved back to Savannah in 1988 after years in D.C. and Baltimore, where he'd been playing jazz radio at Morgan State's WEAA. He walked into WHCJ as a volunteer, and then something happened.
So as soon as we were technically able to do it, we started broadcasting 24 hours. So we went from 8 hours a day to 24 hours a day.
He also brought the format into focus. The station's music had to mean something, not just sound good.
Our format is predicated on music of this hemisphere, African-influenced music of the hemisphere, blues, gospel, so-called jazz, Latin music. And I tried to have young people understand that what they should be doing was availing themselves of the opportunity to learn, because this is part of history that's not normally taught in a lot of places. Greetings and welcome to Impressions. My name is Ike Carter. I'm your host. I'll be here with you for the next 5 hours with the best in recorded African-American classical music, the great art form that some call jazz. Before we begin, we always give thanks to the Creator for giving us this day and for giving us the ability to make tomorrow better. Well, a wonderful day.
Current station director Grace Curry came to WHCJ the same way a lot of people do. She was a listener first.
Before I began working at the radio station, I'd listened to it. And it was funny how it all happened, because I remember I was listening with some friends to the Latin programs. And the then director was Mr. Carter. And then listening to some of his shows and hear his distinctive voice. And so it was just interesting to come in to the station to see how everything works versus when I was listening to it beforehand.
Grace Curry joined as special projects assistant in 2002. Today, she's the director and she has a very particular relationship with this anniversary.
Their station started broadcasting in 1975, and I was born in 1976. So it's like, for me personally, from a different perspective, I always thought of it as like a big sister or something like that. It was just like a year older than me. So I always thought that was very unique and funny. I was like, oh, we're growing older together. We're aging together.
Growing older together. When you hear Grace talk about WHCJ, that's the phrase that sticks with you.
WHCJ's format has always been broad by design, not just one sound, but a whole philosophy about what music is and where it comes from.
What all of that music has in common is that it has African roots. And so we feel like it's our responsibility to highlight this positive aspect of the African-American culture mm-hmm. in the United States, and also to highlight the people that created this music, because the people that created this music were not necessarily educated in the sense of academia. They had life education. And so here are these people that created art form like jazz, blues, gospel, spirituals, field hollers, and then that music went over the world and influenced everyone.
That philosophy is lived out every week by volunteers who have been showing up to this station for decades. Hanif Haynes has been hosting this reggae program, the Black Star Liner, since 1983.
As a student here at SSU, there was a young lady at the time of the station was only about 10 or 15 watts at the time, but she was soliciting volunteers to run the radio station. So one of my classmates came up to the room, "You want to work at the radio station?" I said, "Yes."
He started with jazz, blues, and a hospital program, but his goal was always reggae.
So a colleague of mine has a program in Charleston called Roots Music Karamu, who actually got me started with this. And I said, okay, I have to graduate, I have to move up. So I have to give this program a different name, a different title. And it has to be something culturally orientated and significant to the culture. Being a Garveyite, studied Marcus Garvey. Why not the Black Star Liner?
The Black Star Liner, of course, refers to Marcus Garvey's all-black shipping company. 40-plus years later, Hanif is still on the air every week.
When I was working at Gulfstream, walking down the hall, talking with some people out of the office, and someone heard my voice and tapped me on the shoulder and says, "You the guy that be on the radio?" And now I'm afraid. Who's this? "Oh, yes, I'm the gentleman. I'm the guy that's on the radio. Oh, we love the program, blah, blah, blah." So that gave me the initiative to stay on a little while longer.
A little while longer, that phrase keeps showing up in the story of WHCJ. One more shift, one more season, one more decade. Ike Carter described what keeps people coming back.
I have basically been a shy person all my life. And radio gave me the way to come out and speak about issues. And I also like the thought of sharing with the community what was ours, and to let the community know that this is ours. You don't have any business being ashamed of it. It's ours.
One of the things that defines WHCJ and HBCU radio broadly is what it does for students. Real airtime, real audiences, real stakes.
Stephen Bess came to Savannah State from Washington, D.C. in 1989. He became a DJ, eventually a music director, and credits the station with shaping who he became.
Always say that the radio station was my fraternity. because that was my thing. They have their thing, I'll just do radio. I thought it was a great training ground for that. And I thought that you can go anywhere from there. And it also taught you how to interact with people and the community. It built up your confidence and what you're able to accomplish and do. So I loved it. I loved it a lot.
And the training wasn't just theory. Students were putting real conversations on the air, not simulations. Here's a clip from Tiger Beat, a student-produced show recovered from the station's cassette collection, undated, but from the mid-1990s.
WACJ 90.3 on your FM dial, the voice of Savannah State College. My name is Timothy Jones, also known as Teach, the man with the message. What we're going to talk about is racism and how it affects college students, because that's what we are. And,
students hosting their own shows about race, about culture, about identity, about what it meant to be young and Black and in college in the 1990s. That's what WHCJ gave them, the microphone, to do.
Having people like Mr. Carter and Ms. Grace, they were on it when it came to instruction, teaching you about soft skills and hard skills, how to be in a professional environment before you even reach that professional environment.
Nicole DaCosta came to the station as a college freshman and stayed for years, first as a student programmer, then as the special projects assistant, managing the grant work that has kept the station's equipment current. She described what made the difference.
They always made sure to plant that seed of it's not just about you, it's about what you can become. Not just who you are now, but it's about who you're growing into. Being here really changed my life.
Contrary to popular belief, not everyone that came through the station was a mass communications or a communications major. We had people that were English majors, people that was business majors, scientists, all of that. And those students took advantage of it and they appreciated their experience because at the station, we don't just teach about broadcast. We teach students about professionalism.
In October 2025, WHCJ threw open its doors for its 50th anniversary.
When we recently had our 50th celebration, we had an open house and it was open to the community and we had alumni come back to the station, people that I had not met before. And so they always say how they appreciate the station and how it prepared them for their life outside of college.
During the celebration, the HBCU Radio Preservation Project brought something back to WHCJ. Decades of cassette tapes, digitized and restored, returned to the station on its 50th birthday. The voices were home.
Jocelyn Robinson, director of the HBCU Radio Preservation Project, presented the station with its newly digitized cassette collection during the ceremony.
What we collected included 39 DATs, or digital audio tapes, 8 reels, and 78 cassettes. And we formatted or digitized 125 items, totaling under just 253 hours of sound. So that sound is here. It is being returned to WHCJ and Savannah State University.
But preservation wasn't just about recovering what already existed. The project also conducted oral history interviews and current and former station staff with community members, capturing voices that had yet to be documented alongside the ones being recovered. And there was one more moment from that day. The project presented a commemorative plaque to the president of Savannah State University, a formal recognition of what WHCJ has built over a half century, what it has meant to this campus and to the community that never stopped listening.
The HBCU Radio Preservation Project, in partnership with the Northeast Document Conservation Center in Andover, Massachusetts, and WYSO Public Media in Yellow Springs, Ohio, have been working to digitize cassette tapes from the station's collection. Tapes from the 1990s, sports broadcasts, community interviews, student shows, materials that existed only on deteriorating cassettes. Ike Carter's program, What's Going On, wasn't just a music show. It was a space where community members could sit down and talk about their lives on the air. In 1996, a student named Timothy Jones did exactly that. He'd come to Savannah State from California after experiencing some hard times. Here's that conversation.
So why don't you begin by giving us a little about your background, about your experiences in California, and what led you to Savannah State College?
I lived a positive life in my childhood with my parents, but as I got older, I was influenced by peer pressure from the neighborhood that I lived in, the area. And I chose to go to college when I was 18. I started college in California, but it was too expensive. And I transferred to a junior college, and I got into some more troubles with the law, and I eventually transferred to Savannah State College.
That cassette sat in a box at the station for nearly 30 years. The HBCU Radio Preservation Project digitized it and gave it back. That's what preservation actually does. It returns a community's voice to the people it belongs to.
The day when there are political entities that are striving and trying to eliminate and eradicate our history, this is one of the things. You can't eradicate history unless somebody lets you do it. I think that is too important to leave to the whims of others.
Ike Carter.
Our history was always oral for the most part. I think the true history is that history that's passed on from generation to generation, because nobody can change that unless you change it.
Grace Curry.
I hope they hear that we try to educate our listening audience through selective programming. So we like to educate through entertaining. So I hope as they're being entertained, they're also being educated when they're listening to older programs. I'm going to say culture. I was fighting between culture and education, but I'm going to say culture.
WHCJ now reaches 50 miles in every direction. It's been on the air every day for 50 years through budget cuts, administration changes, technological overhauls, cultural changes reflected in the students in the city of Savannah, in the South, and a global pandemic. It is still here.
What keeps it going isn't technology or funding or policy. It's people. Ike Carter staying until he built something he was proud to hand off. Grace Curry coming back after she left because someone asked her to. Hanif Haynes showing up for his shift every week for four decades. Nicole DaCosta writing grants so the next generation has equipment so they can actually learn on.
You're listening to WHCJ 90.3 FM, the voice of Savannah State University. I'm your host, Lady Grace, and this is the Alternative Soul Cafe. Coming up next, we have music from Nina Sky off of their self-titled album with the song In a Dream. This is WHCJ 90.3 FM.
That's what 50 years sounds like.
Thank you to the staff and volunteers of WHCJ FM, to the HBCU Radio Preservation Project, and to the people who sat down with us and told us the truth. This is Broadcasting History, the HBCU Radio Legacy. Next time, we head to Fisk University.
I'm Miles Johnson.
And I'm Fran Robinson. Thank you for listening.
Broadcasting History, the HBCU Radio Legacy. This episode was produced by Could Be Pretty Cool. Our executive producer is Jocelyn Robinson, director of the Center for Radio Preservation and Archives at WYSO Public Radio in Yellow Springs, Ohio. Broadcasting History, the HBCU Radio Legacy, is a production of the HBCU Radio Preservation Project.
For more information, visit our project webpage at hbcuradiopreservation.org.